You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, as you all should know, we are in the midst of a nationwide crime wave. Now, why is that? Some people would say, oh, it's because of the recession. Some people, namely the lefties and the Democrats, will throw any excuse to excuse criminal behavior, which is why a lot of these petty criminals keep getting let out. However, gents, more and more citizens who've been awakened by what's going on, what do you think is going to be the natural balance? That's right. More and more law-abiding citizens are going to start taking matters into their own hands. Now, let's go ahead and start off with what is, in my opinion, one of the best quotes ever from Lieutenant Colonel Jeff Cooper. As you can see by his quote, yes, until the criminal learns to fear the law-abiding citizen, i.e. his intended victim, nothing will change. Now, of course, I want to give my opinion on what happened in Las Vegas. As you guys should know, that video has pretty much gone viral. Now, I'm going to briefly cover the article and give my opinions afterwards. Now, this article was published on the 5th of August. Las Vegas vape shop owner defends himself by using the hot butter knife of doom to stab would-be robber. Oh, yes, gentlemen. Oh, yes. When you watch the video, yeah, you see the hot butter knife of doom in action. A Las Vegas vape shop owner repeatedly stabbed a crook who frightened him by jumping over his counter during a botched robbery, according to video and the worker's account of the incident. Quote unquote, "I was scared for my life," Nguyen told the Post on Friday. "When they came in, one of them had a bag in front of him like he had a firearm or something. I didn't have much time to think. I grabbed my knife right next to the register." Nguyen, 22, said it was around 3:25 p.m. on Wednesday when two men wearing black ski masks entered his shop while another stood by the door. Video footage showed Nguyen asking the two suspects, why they were wearing ski masks. When Nguyen asked them to leave, one of the suspects grabbed the tip jar. "I asked him first nicely to leave, but the guy took my tip jar, which was fine," Nguyen said. "When they came back and tried to take more, that's when it escalated." Surveillance footage showed one of the suspects jump over the counter and grab some products off the shelf. Gentlemen, when you go across that counter or behind whatever barrier or partition that separates you from the customer or the cashier, guess what? All bets are off. Fearing for his life, Nguyen said he grabbed his knife with a 3-inch blade and stabbed the assailant 7 times. Yeah. Oh, yeah. When I saw that, I stood up and I started clapping. Why? Because the law-abiding citizen has gotten fed up. Quote, unquote, stop, please, I'm dead, I'm dead. I know I shouldn't be laughing at this. And guess what? I ain't shit for laughing at this. However, when that little punk jumped that counter, he deserved everything that he got. The would-be robber said as he collapsed to the ground. I remember him saying, please don't let me die, Nguyen said, and that he was very sorry. By that point, he took off his mask. I was trying to get to the phone with the police to make sure he was trying to talk to me. I just ran and wanted to make sure the police and ambulance would get here on time. Nguyen said the police told him the robber was 17 years old. His condition was not clear. Apparently, he survived. However, he's going to have 7 good reminders that he needs to take his ass back to school. The brazen robbery attempt at Nguyen's Las Vegas shop happened a day after another business owner in California made national headlines after he shot a robber who entered his liquor store armed with an AR-15 style rifle. The video showed Craig Cope, owner of the Norco Market and Liquor in Norco, California, firing at the armed robber who ran out of the store screaming and escaping in a vehicle with other suspects. Ah, yes. That video, too, is utterly hilarious. If you find it, look up, quote unquote, he shot my arm off. That's what that guy started yelling when he got the scattergun treatment. Oh, he shot my arm off. He shot my arm off. That too was utterly hilarious when I saw it. Nguyen, who turns 23 on Saturday, said he is thankful that he survived the ordeal. He said the incident made him, or should I say, left him, quote unquote, shook, and he plans to look into arming himself with other weapons for protection, i.e., he's going to get himself a burner. Quote unquote, small business owners like us, this is our livelihood, Nguyen told the Post. Not only are they threatening our lives, but our livelihood. So we have to stay vigilant. Ah, yes. I'm not going to lie. I love seeing videos and articles like this. I love it. Now, some people would say, oh my God, this is such a bad situation that we find ourselves in. Gentlemen, if you've been subscribed to me for a long time, you know I have the uncanny ability to find any silver lining in any dark cloud. Now, for this dark cloud, this dark situation that we find ourselves in the form of a nationwide crime wave, I see 2 great silver linings. 1, the law-abiding citizenry of this country, they've been awoken. They've forced their eyes to be opened. Not all, but a lot, especially business owners. Why? Because we've been sold the quote-unquote utopia. Oh, everything's going to be fine. People are not going to be criminals, this, that, and the other. The criminal has existed as long as we humans have existed. However, the idea of, oh, just call the police. What do you think is going to happen in those split seconds? Oh, here's what you do. Or should I say, here is what the left would say you should do. When someone is threatening you, you're supposed to tell them, stop. I'm going to call the police now. You're supposed to remain there while the police gets here. That way you can be arrested. Yeah, that utopia is no longer valid. That's never going to be the case. People only have seconds to react. And the second thing, the second silver lining, more and more law-abiding citizens are going to arm themselves. Oh, yeah. Be it a bat, be it a knife, be it a gun. The everyday law-abiding citizen now fully understands that in your desperate time of need, no one is going to be there to protect you. It's up to you and you alone. Oh, yeah. Ho, ho, ho. Yeah. However, Mr. Nguyen says something that wasn't in this article, but it's very important. He said it was very important that he released his surveillance video in hopes to send a message that more and more shop owners, more and more normal, everyday law-abiding citizens are going to get fed up. And yeah, gentlemen, more and more law-abiding citizens are going to start taking matters into their own hands. Hey, it is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Watch the video. Let me know what you guys think. Gentlemen, keep your head on the swivel. Arm yourself. No one can legislate your God-given right to self-preservation, no matter how much they try. Hey, it is what it is. And I will even say this to ladies. Hey, the violent world that you quote unquote believe we don't live in is coming a whole lot faster than you think. So yeah, I would extend this to even the ladies. Hey, arm yourself too if you have to, excuse me. But yeah, more and more people have been awakened from this delusion that Big Daddy government and the police are going to protect them in their most desperate time of need. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.